Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwater. Today is Wednesday, the 22nd of May, and here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat note, given the signals from GIFT Nifty Trends, which currently show that the index is trading over 14 points higher at around 22,630 levels, which indicates a muted start for the local equity markets. In the previous session, the markets traded sideways, ending mixed. The market experienced volatility and ended nearly unchanged, maintaining the ongoing prevailing trend. After a flat start, the Nifty gradually moved higher, but a sustained rise in India's VIX and the underperformance of certain heavyweight banking and IT stocks limited the gains as the day went on. On a sectoral front, the sectoral indices also ended mixed, with buying seen in metals, PSU banks, and oil and gas. The metal index rallied 4% on the back of surge in base metal prices. Niche sectors such as railways and defense were in momentum on the back of impressive Q4 numbers. According to experts, despite DII's buying and FII selling and the India VIX at elevated levels, the markets have stabilized and experts are expecting a gradual up move going forward. However, traders are advised to be cautious at higher levels. The positive news of yesterday was that the market capitalization of companies listed on BSE has crossed a record $5 trillion for the first time ever, hitting a fresh high on May 21st. India has become the fifth largest market cap country after USA, China, Japan, and Hong Kong, all of whom now boast market caps of listed stocks over $5 trillion. For the Nifty 50, immediate support and resistance levels are placed at 22,350 and 22,600 respectively. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, BHGL reported a 25.6% on-year decline in net profit at around 4,090 crore for the fourth quarter ended March. PI Industries reported a 32% jump in net profit, while United Spirits received a notice to pay water charge arrears of around 350 crore rupees from the Water Resources Department of Maharashtra. JK Tyres said its consolidated net profit increased 54% to 172 crore for the fourth quarter. Grasim Industries, Sun Pharma, Power Grid, Paytm, and Nykaa are among some of the companies that will reveal their March quarter earnings on May 22nd. Office Space Solutions, a co-working space provider, is all set to launch a 600 crore initial public offering on May 22nd. The price band for the issue has been fixed at 364 rupees to 383 rupees per share. Analysts said that there is currently a rush to list companies ahead of the results of the national election, given the risk of volatility in the short term as a result of the high expectations of the markets. Let's shift focus to global equities and take a look at how they have performed. All three major US indices advanced, while the S&P 500 and the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite reached an all-time closing high. This advance came ahead of Nvidia Corporation's quarterly results and in anticipation of the release of the minutes of the US Federal Reserve's most recent monetary policy meeting. On Tuesday, the Dow Jones settled 0.17% higher, the S&P gained around 0.25%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite added around 0.22% in trade. Oil prices fell for a third straight session on Wednesday morning on expectations that the Federal Reserve could keep U.S. interest rates higher for longer as a result of sustained inflation. The U.S. Treasury yield hovered around 4.41% on Wednesday, falling from previous levels. The dollar index also traded at a lower level than earlier, at around 104.5 mark. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices traded on a negative note. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index, Japan's Nikkei 225, and China's Shanghai Composite all recorded losses of up to 0.6% in trade. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Sneha Podar of Motilal Oswal Financial Services sharing her outlook on the markets. Let's have a listen.
Consistent FII selling, elevated India VIX levels, along with the ongoing general election polling and its outcome, is keeping volatility higher in the market. However, despite these concerns, markets have stabilized after recent correction. Further, cool-off in the US inflation has rekindled the rate cut hopes, thus providing further support to the market. Even the corporate earnings so far has been in line, primarily led by the BFSI and the automobile sectors. Thus, we expect a gradual up move in the market going forward, and the consistent earnings growth will keep the long-term trend positive. We believe industrials, cap goods, infra, consumer discretionary, real estate, and PSU banks are some of the sectors that are likely to do well during this volatility.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.